President was Ken Solomon Bingham, who I met, number one, as you know, with Pastor Brunson. Some of you were there, and he had a fantastic weekend. He's back home, and we love the fact that he's back home. He's with his family, and he's a very happy man. He left Turkey. He is extremely thrilled, and as I said, really yesterday more than ever, that we want to thank Turkey. We want to thank President Erdogan. I just spoke with the King of Saudi Arabia, who denies any knowledge of what took place with regard to, as he said, his Saudi Arabian citizen. I've asked, and he firmly denied that. I've asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to immediately get on a plane, go to Saudi Arabia, go to other places if necessary, which he probably will, but with regard to this, go to Turkey if necessary. The King told me that Turkey and Saudi Arabia are working hand in hand very closely on getting to the bottom of what happened. So we'll see what happens. But Mike Pompeo is leaving literally within an hour or so. He's heading to Saudi Arabia. We are going to leave nothing uncovered. With that being said, the King firmly denied any knowledge of it. He didn't really know. Maybe, I don't want to get into his mind, but it sounded to me like maybe these could have been rogue killers. Who knows? We're going to try getting to the bottom of it very soon. But his was a flat denial.
When he told you that, do you trust him? Do you believe him?
All I can do is report what he told me, and he told me in a very firm way that they had no knowledge of it. He said it very strongly. Well, that was not part of the deal. We had no deal with Turkey. We don't make any deals for hostages or prisoners. But I will tell you that I feel much differently about Turkey today than I felt about them 2 days ago. I have a very good feeling toward Turkey. 2 days ago, I did not. So that helped. I don't know. We're going to try getting to the bottom of it. I can only tell you that his denial to me is just one very, you know, relatively fast phone call, probably lasted 20 minutes. His denial to me could not have been stronger, that he had no knowledge, and it sounded like he and also the Crown Prince had no knowledge.
Mr. President, do you have
We didn't talk about that. We didn't talk about that. I did say this is very important. The world is watching. The world is talking. And this is very important to get to the bottom of it. And I think he understands that very well. He did say very strongly that he's dealing with Turkey, that they've come to an agreement, that they're investigating it together, and I think that's a good thing.
Any reaction to Senator Elizabeth Warren releasing the results of her DNA test? Do you plan to pay $1 million?
Who cares?
Mr. President, you said you paid $1 million to charity and she did so.
You better read it again.
Mr. President, what is your
Say it. Sorry, you have a helicopter roaring in the background. Go ahead. No, not a theory, but the denial was very strong. It wasn't like there was a question in his mind. The denial was very, very strong. I hope she's running for president, because I think she'd be very easy. I hope that she is running. I do not think she'd be difficult at all. She'll destroy the country. She'll make our country into Venezuela. With that being said, I don't want to say bad things about her because I hope she would be one of the people that would get through the process. It's going to be a long process for the Democrats.
What is your reaction to Sears filing bankruptcy?
So Sears Roebuck, when I was growing up, was the big deal. And it's very sad what happened. Very, very sad. When you look at that whole filing that they did last night, to me is very sad. Somebody that is of my generation, Sears Roebuck was a big deal. So it's very sad to see.
Mr. President, why do you believe
and I will say, with that being said, I would imagine some of those great sites that Sears has, they really have some great sites, will be put to good use. It'll be a lot of jobs. Sears has been dying for many years. It's been obviously improperly run for many years, and it's a shame.
Mr. President, why do you believe the general manager?
I'm not taking anything off the table. No, we're going to try and find out. I'm just explaining. No, look. I'm just explaining very easily, I think, what was told to me a half an hour ago. And the denial was not only a denial, it was a very firm denial. So we will check it all out. We'll get to the bottom of it, okay? Now, North Korea is coming along very well. Relationships are very good. I think a lot of good things will happen. It's complicated. You know, we've done things in 3 or 4 months that nobody's done in 70 years. But I think North Korea is coming along very well. Thank you. I'll see you in Florida. Thank you. And she did a great job on television the other night. And I didn't do so bad either. But she did a great job on television. Thank you, everybody.